I talk with Rajat from Pink Whip Gyor. It's an Indian gay tour operator. Indian is a gay destination. You're the first time at the ITB. What offers India for gay and lesbian?
Well, this is my fourth year in the row attending the IGLTA and LGBT section of India. ITB and representing India and subcontinent as a gay-friendly destination. We do India, Sri Lanka, Myanmar, Vietnam, Cambodia, Nepal, and Bhutan. And all these destinations are very gay-friendly and very welcoming. I know the things are not as open as Europe in India and Sri Lanka and most of the Asian countries, but yes, they are opening slowly, and there is a lot of Western influx which is happening, and then people are able to understand what is the importance of this market to every tourism aspect. And that's what I am over here to represent, that please come to India and see the life, see the history, and experience the culture.
It's more for people which like culture, or also for people which like culture and party?
Well, it's more like the people for people who are, you know, who want history, culture, and traditions. Because probably party and everything they can do back in Western countries. So whatever I have come across with my clients, their request is more inclined towards history, culture, and probably relaxing at the beach destination. And the hotels which are very gay-friendly, which are welcoming, and they want to deal with a tour operator who knows about their requirements, who can understand their needs and act accordingly.
You have also in India some gay prides or some bars where you can go as a gay man, or you have only gay-friendly bars?
Well, we do have gay-friendly bars. We don't have 100% gay bars. But yes, we do have gay saunas and spas in metropolitan cities of India, especially like in New Delhi, Mumbai, Bangalore. And yes, these are the aspects which we can offer to our clients. And we have gay representatives with us who come and receive the clients to the airport and brief about the tour and tell them what to expect and what not to expect from each city, so that they know what to expect when they are traveling around.
But when I will visit India and will go out into a bar, is it easy to find a gay bar or a gay-friendly bar? Or need some connectings, people would say me, this bar I can recommend?
Well, it's not that easy. But yes, there are a couple of bars and there are a couple of nights which happen to be gay events, but it's all under the table. So we get messages and stuff when the party is happening. It could be at the discreet locations. And then we organize the travel of our clients to those places. And yes, I mean, most of the places in Delhi, in the metropolitan cities, yes, they are very gay friendly and they're very welcoming, so you won't face any problems.
But you have no gay tourism board or gay switch board?
As of now, gay homosexuality in India is considered to be illegal, because we are still, you know, we are still under the Section 377A, which says that homosexuality is illegal. But there is a lot of movement, a lot of voice has been raised against it. And yes, 75% of Indian's population is young people. So there is a lot of movement. There is a lot of, speech going on about it. And yes, the government is doing it. And until and unless it's legalized, there is no responsible tourism authority which can come out and say that India is gay country now. So we can promote India as only gay-friendly country.
But you need connections to find the bus.
Yes, we do.
So it's better when I book at a tour operator, mm-hmm. or is it better to go on my own to India?
Well, I say if you want to travel with freedom, you want to have luxury, you want to have your own time, you want to have your own space, and you want to make sure that everything has been taken care of, I will suggest to book with the tour operator. Because India could be really demanding country when it comes to book your things, you know, by yourself. There could be a lot of things. I mean, you book a hotel which probably looks something at the website and something which is not in actual. But being at the tour operator, being into the industry, we know what exactly we have to offer to our clients and what exactly is gay-friendly and what exactly can offer to our clients. We recommend those hotels only.
Which gay come to India? More younger people, more older, or in which countries?
I'll say most of the people which I've come across are above 35 or I'll say the people who are on pensions or people who are on who are retired. Young people, probably they're coming, but they prefer to, you know, travel India as backpackers.
When I will get more information, where get it?
If you want more information about India, you can visit our websites, which is gaytripindia.com and pinkvibgear.com, which will tell you what to expect in India, in different cities, different, where to go, for example, hangout or clubs or hotels and, you know, for restaurants also. So we have database of all the major cities of India and Sri Lanka, and you can find relevant information accordingly.
You told me more older people come.
Yeah.
From which countries?
I'll say it's mix and match. Most of our clients are from Australia. In Europe, I'll say Germany, and then America, and then I'll say Canada. These are the main core markets for us.
Then I thank you very much for the interview, and I wish you a very successful ITB.
Thank you very much, and thank you for your time. Thank you.
Thank you.